Rashi writes on the first Mishnah in Sukkah that the word Sukkah appears in Chumash, Basukkah's Teshu Shibas Yamim, Kola Esther, please spell Yeshu Basukkah. So Rashi writes, Hashem Haschach Kriya Sukkah, that the main part of the Sukkah is the Schach. And it says by the Mishkan, Sakosa Al Ha'oren Sapariches. Sakosa means to have a roof. So the roof part, the schach part, that's what's really the sukkah. The Gemara is going to have a din on Daf Tesem and Aleph that the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to use it for other purposes. So there's a machlekes, the Ramam and the Rosh on that daf. What part of the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah? So the Rosh claims that it should only be the schach. The tfanis should not be hooked to the mitzvah. The tfanis are not called the sukkah. Only the schach is called the sukkah. And the Rambam, Rav Chaim, has in his sefer an explanation. Why the Rambam holds that hook to the mitzvah even applies to the tefanis as well. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that in order to be kosher for schach, you need three conditions. You have to have gidule karka, and it should be tolush, and it should be dobashen mekabel tumah. So the Gemara makes it clear that these dinim only apply to the schach. It doesn't apply to the tfanis. The tfanis can be dov hamakabel tumah. The tfanis can be, the Mishnah says later, you can have trees serve as tfanis. Also, because the ben ho'ilonis. Ho'ilonis tfanis lo k'sher. It's a Mishnah dav chav dalan amid beis. Even though the ilonis hamechub lekarka. All the psulim of schach only apply to the schach, don't apply to the tfanis. The tfanis are not called the sukkah. There's a machlokes hatanaim whether you need that the tfanis should be tzilosa meruba mechamosa. We pass on that, not that's on zayin on the base. Tana rabban chamosa meruba mitzilosa chamos machmas sikach velo machmas tfanis. The tfanis, you can have a love with tfanis with holes all over the place and there's no shade at all and it doesn't pose a problem. As long as al pidin you have tfanis, you can have strings. You can have four strings and the whole thing is all empty because you love it, love it, love it. And it's tzilos and meruah ben hamos. Rabbi Yoshia disagrees. Af machmas tfanis. But we don't pass on like Rabbi Yoshia. We pass on that none of the psule ischach apply to the tfanis. The pasuk reads, Chag ha-sukkos tazal ha-shev. Asiyam ibas b'chom mikarnacham mi-ikvecho. So the pasuk pshat and the pasuk. The pshutu shal mikran is it rushes Torah Shabbal Peh. So the pshutu shal mikran means Chag ha-sukkos tazal ha. You should celebrate the festival of sukkos for a duration of 7 days. At that season of the year, bas b'chom megarnacham yikvecha, at the in-gathering season. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain the whole summertime. So they leave out all the tefuah. In America, it rains all the time. But in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't rain. The whole Middle East there, there's a, the whole region there, there's a dry season. That's why they don't serve the same talamot in the dry season. So bas b'chom megarnacham yikvecha, after sukkos, it's going to start to rain. So that's the in-gathering season. So that's the pshuto shel mikra. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation on Tesam and Aleph on that pasuk. Leave out the word Chag for a moment. So you read the pasuk Sukkah Tasa L'cho. You should construct the sukkah. Tasa V'lemin Hasui. You have to have an asiya. Shivas Yomim. The sukkah has to be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. If you build a sukkah that can only last, it's fragile. It only lasts 3, 4, 5 days. But you know it's going to fall down within the 7 days. So that's sukkah sheni ruy l'chol shiva, so you're not even yotzei the first couple of days when it does live. It has to be ruy l'chol shiva. And what should you construct the sukkah from? Ba'os b'chom b'garnach ha-mikvecho, with the psolas garnach ha-yekev, with the leftover, after you gather in garnach ha-mikvecho, ba'os b'chom, after you gather in the peris, so you're going to pluck off the grapes from the vine, so the wood of the vine is going to be gedule karka, tolish, and eni mekabel tumah. The peris on the kabel tumah, and the vine, and the wood, the branches are gedule karka, tolish, and eni mekabel tumah. So that's how the Torah Shebaal Peh had the additional level of interpretation. The problem is that we said leave out the word chag for a moment, but the word chag is there in the pasuk. So how do you read that? When you have a drasha of the Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't just take a phrase from the pasuk. You have to give an additional a level of interpretation to the whole pasuk. So Gemara says, yeah, what it means is Chag HaSukkah is hyphenated. The Sukkah was Hukash L'Chag. The word Chag means a Korban Chagiga. Chal Kishem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga. Just like Korban is Habe Kedusha. Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. That the Sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah. So that's the whole mocker of the din. That Tashmishi Mitzvah hooked to the mitzvah. Mizman Mitzvah. The Gemara says in Megillah that all religious articles are divided into two categories. We spoke about it the other day. There's Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. So Tashmishei Kedusha, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, even after it becomes posel and you can't correct it, you can't fix it, retains the Kedusha, and you have to nignozim, you have to put it in Shemus, you have to bury it out of respect. And Tashmishei Mitzvah, after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, on his rakim, strictly speaking, it only has Kedusha b'zman HaMitzvah. After the Zman HaMitzvah is up, no longer has Kedusha. So the mocker for that whole institution of Tashmishei Mitzvah have Chal Shem Shemayim, b'zman Mitzvah, and that's this Pasuk Chag HaSukkos, the Sukkah is Sukkah Shlechag. So that Pasuk has a lot of halachas, learn that from it. So the Gemara in the Mishnah has a din. Let's say the farmer has a stack of hay so high as the room, and then he picks out part of the hay, crawls under the hay, and he picks out hay, and he hollows out the whole sukkah that's 10 tvachim tall and zayin al zayin tvachim wide and long, and the schach was there from before. He just piled up a lot of hay, and then he crawls underneath the bottom of the hay, and he picks out the cavity. So that's the psul of Tasav Laman Osset. That's the original Mishnah. That's the original psul of Tasav Laman Osset. I remember in Eretz Yisrael years ago, one of my daughters got married in Eretz Yisrael, so punk that, she got married in between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, and that Sukkos, it was raining. It was a yotzim in a klal, hardly ever rains on Sukkos in Eretz. Rarely rains on Sukkos. So the wind was so strong, a lot of the people had mats on top of their Sukkos for a schach. So the wind blew a lot of the mats off. So the wind blew, it happened more than many Sukkos it happened. The Sukkah from the fifth floor in the hotel, the schach from the fifth floor fell on top of the Sukkah on the third floor. Or the schach from the fifth floor fell on top of the Sukkah on the ground. So that's literally Tasav Leiman Asa. I put the schach on that sukkah, and now it flew in the wind on top of this sukkah. It's mamish pasal menator, believe shum sofik. So some of the rabbanim said, no, it's kosher. Why? Because there's a big machla, a big discussion in the Mishnah. If you put the schach on top of the sukkah, kehech shero, and then later on it starts to rain, so you put a cover on top of the sukkah. So when the cover is on top of the sukkah, you can't sit, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. Let's say you have a whole wooden cover on top of the sukkah, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. We'll discuss soon why is that so. So then when it stops raining, so you open up the wooden roof, and then you want to sit in the sukkah. So when you open up the wooden roof, it should be tasav laman osay. So that's a machlokes Hashem. So some Rishonim say this tasav laman osay. What you should do is you should pick up all the schach magbia tefach and let it go down again the shem sukkah. And the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't pose a problem. Since Tchilas HaAnocha was Behechsher, when you put the Schach on the Sukkah, it was kosher, even though then you put on the Shlak, Shlak is the Yiddish for a roof, even though you put on the Shlak. So, and then when you take off the roof, so then it's not a Psul of Tasam Lanos. So that's what some of the Rabbanim said. Since the Schach was put on Behechsher on top of the Sukkah, even though the wind blew it off, and now it fell on top of another Sukkah, so Tchilas HaAnocha was Behechsher. I thought it was utterly ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. Well, it was put on a different sukkah, and the wind blew it over here. What does that sukkah have to do with this sukkah? That's mamish tasav laman osay. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch quotes from Rishonim that sometimes people do this. You should be careful not to put the schach up before putting on the tfanis. First you have to put the tfanis, then the schach. If you put the schach first, it's an issue of tasav laman osay. Sometimes people find it easier like that to put the schach up first before the tfanis. So the Ramos say you shouldn't do that. You're supposed to put the tfanis first. There's a shaila, the Ramos chumra. Is it even the ikuva b'di'evet? It's ma'akev b'di'evet? Or is it only a chumra l'chatchila? Because there seem to be several gemaras that say b'feirish that you can put the schach up before the tfanis. So many achranim say the Ramos only meant it as a chumra. But Mikir Adin is really kosher. And others, farem for all the Gemaras. You got to stand on your head to farem for all these Gemaras. There are many Gemaras that seem to indicate the Farish that if you put the Schach before the Tfanis, that it would be good. The Gemara has a din on Chesam and Beis. Let's say a person lives in a Sukkah all year long. So the Gemara said, the Farish on Chesam and Beis, you're not Yotze if you stay in that Sukkah for Sukkahs. It has to be Sukkah, not Beis or Shalkal HaShana Kula. If he lives there all year long, that's possible. Then there's a machlokes hatanaim on the first daf in Sukkah, and it's repeated several times in the Masechta, whether the Sukkah has to be dafka diras aroy or the Sukkah has to be dafka diras keva. It's not the same thing as this. This Gemara Chesam, everybody subscribes to that. If it's Beishel Shokol Hashanah Kula, that's not called the Sukkah. If you have such a, let's say you have such a room, the guy lives in a Sukkah all year long. He can't afford anything better. That's where he lives. So what does he do? He has to pick up the Schach before Sukkah and put it down again. So once he takes up the Schach and puts it again, so now it's a Sukkah. But if he just leaves it the way it is all year long, so then it's a Psul Derais. Yeah. Do you have to put the schach lishmo? So that's a machlekes bisham and bisilol and tesam and alav. Chag asukas tatsa lecho. So the Gemara gave the additional level of interpretation. The pshuta shal mikra clearly is referring to celebrating the holiday. Chag asukas tatsa lecho, to celebrate the festival of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days. But the Torah Shebal Peh has this additional level of interpretation. And they're both there, I say. The Chazan, the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Gemara never said Ein ba mikra ela pshuto. The Gemara says Ein ha mikra yotze midei pshuto. Pshuto is also emes. The Gemara tells a story in Shabbos. The Ramban quotes that story in Shabbos around Daf Samach Gimel. So that one of the Amoraim was learning in the yeshiva for 18 years, and he thought only the drushets of the Torah Shebal Peh are la halacha. He thought pshuto shel mikra is not binding. We ignore pshuto shel mikra. After learning 18 years, the Rebbe said no. And Amniki Yetzim Dei Pshuta, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is also binding in Halacha, except for one pasuk that we learned last year in Yevamos. Hoya Pchor Shetelet, so the Gemara says, Ein Amniki Yetzim Dei Pshuta, except for that pasuk. The Pshuta Shal Mikra is not binding on that pasuk. So the Torah Shebal Peh gave this additional level of interpretation on the pasuk. Chag HaSukkah Tasa L'cho, it goes on Asiyas HaSukkah, should be Tasa V'lam and Asi. So the Bishamah say, Tasa l'cho, l'shem, choy v'aschem. You have to put up the schach. The Tfanis don't need asiyah l'shmo. All the dinim of asiyah sasukah, tasa v'lam anasi, only goes on the schach, doesn't go on the Tfanis. That's a beferish gemara. The Tfanis is okay if it's tasa v'lam anasi. But on the schach, you have to have tasa v'lam anasi. So the Bishamah, you understand in this level of interpretation of the drosh of the Torah Shebal Peh, the additional level of interpretation, they understand Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'cho L'shem Choy V'aschem. How did the Beis Hillel Darshan L'cho? Is L'mute G'zula, that you shouldn't have a Sukkah G'zula. If the Schach is stolen, that you're not Yotze Mitzvah. Yeah, that's what Tosis has the Kasha in Testament Aleph, the famous Kasha. Is there a Din HaMitzvah Baba Avera? A Lulav HaGozel, the Perek Lulav HaGozel starts off, there's a Din HaMitzvah Baba Avera, anything that's Gozel is no good. So why do you need a new Pasuk over here? The darshan that a sukkah gzula is no good, let it be mitzvah baba vera. So Taisis has a chidush, and maybe mitzvah baba vera, the original posuk of mitzvah baba vera, is really by a korban. Adam mikem ki akru korban Hashem. So the original din is by korbanus. And maybe it's only deraisa by korbanus, and by dalad minim, which are bole ratza salamayim. It's also like a korban, it's bole ratza. But by sukkah, maybe the din of mitzvah baba vera by shar mitzvahs is only midirabban. So that's why you had to have a pasuk l'cho that a sukkah gzula would be a psul derais. Anyway, that's a famous discussion that Tosis has on Tesam and Aleph. Why do you need a pasuk of tasa according to Beis Hillel? Tasa l'cho doesn't come to tell you that you need l'shmo. You don't need l'shmo. If a goy puts up the schach, is good. B'shamah hold if a goy puts up the schach, is no good. It has to be put up l'shmo. And whoever is not b'toiras, a non-Jew is not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So whoever is ainah b'torah is cannot create lishmo. He has a brain. He can think. The woman can think. The woman's husband needs a sukkah, but she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of sukkah. The din is that baking matzah needs asiyah lishmo. So the mazel is that women are mechuyev in matzah. If the din would have been that women matzah should have been a mitzvah says shazman grama, so women should have been potter. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, women are chayev in matzah. For many generations, the women used to bake the matzahs. So if the din would have been that women are potter for matzah, they would have been possible for baking the matzahs, because whoever is any b'toras cannot create lishma. So by sukkah, according to Beis Shammai, if a woman will put on the schach, the whole sukkah will be possible. Mazel is we pass on like Beis Hillel, that you don't need lishma. So that's what the Gemara quotes, Abraisa and Chesem and Beis, sukkah's gambach, Rosh Yitev is gambach, and the other Braisa says sukkah's rakvash. So what is Gambach Rosh Yateva? Sukkah's Goyim, Noshim, Behema, and Kusim. If the Schach was put up by women, or the schach was put up by goyim. Goyim, noshim, behema. Sukkah's behema probably doesn't mean the behema put up the schach. It means that the sukkah was put up for a behema. It wasn't put up lishma. It was put up to protect the animals from the heat. Or kusim, goyim. Kusim put up the sukkah. So whoever is not b'toros cannot create lishma. So we pass in sukkah's gambach is kosher, that you don't need the anachas haschach lishma. According to Bisham, I would be possible. The Mishnah Brura quotes a Rashba. He quotes an exotic Rashba from the Avodas HaKodesh. The Rashba wrote the Avodas HaKodesh, the Piske Halachas in Hilchas Erevin, and Hilchas Mechitzas, so the Siddini Mukta he has there. So he talks about Hukta and Mitzvah. So we have this Rashba. I don't know what he quoted such an exotic Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh. Most people, I happen to have two Avodas, I have two copies at home. Most people don't even have one copy. In the libraries you have it. Two different people gave me a copy, because two Balabatim were not using their Avodas HaKodesh. So each one gave me. One was a doctor who was given a copy by one of his patients who did the work in that Avodas HaKodesh. He realized that they're never going to use it, so he gave it to me. And the other one also, someone else gave it to me. So most people don't have an Avodas HaKodesh, but we have a Rashba on Beitza Daf Lamed. The Rashba says it on Beitza Daf Lamed. He says, the way the Rashba reads the Gemara in Daf Tesam and Aleph, he says, Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha means it has to be Lishma, according to Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel agree that it has to be Lishma if you want it to be Hukash Lechag. If you want it to be Hukta in the Mitzvah, so then you have to put this Chag Lishma. So there's a Maila even according to Beis Hillel. You shouldn't think that according to Beis Hillel it's absolutely Lamala V'Lamerid whether you put the schach l'shma or not. There's absolutely nothing wrong if a guy puts the schach. No. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashba that if a guy puts the schach, then it won't become hooked in the mitzvah. Only becomes hooked in the mitzvah if the schach was put up l'shma. The pashtus is that we don't paskin like that Rashba. So the pella is why the Mishnah Berurah quoted it. The Mechaber quotes Beferish. Taisa disagrees with the Rashba. Two different girsas and Beitza Daf Lamed. So the Rashba and the Ramban have a different girsa and they have a different shita. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins beferish against them. So I don't know why but the Mishnah Berurah quoted it. I think in the Sefer, if I'm not mistaken, I think in the Sefer Emek Brocha, where he has the Ha'oris on Aruch Haim, I think he picks on the Mishnah Berurah. Why did he quote this Rashba if we really don't paskin like that? But that's the Rashba shita, that even the Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai that there is a maila in putting the sukkah up, putting the schach on the shmo, namely, it'll only be hukash lechag, only be hukta mitzvah, so chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, if the schach was put up lishmo.
Who cares if it's hukta mitzvah or not?
In other words, the two ways to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, in a secular mitzvah or in a holy mitzvah, a holy sukkah. You can have a secular sukkah or a holy sukkah. So everyone would certainly want to sit in a holy sukkah. You'll be yotz. Mustafa means that there's a hider mitzvah. You're sitting in a sukkah that has kaddish l'mitzvah, as opposed to if it put up by guy. It doesn't have kaddish l'mitzvah. Achidish on the Rashba. That was his girsa in the Gemara. Yeah. Taisus here Tesam and Allah quotes the Yerushalmi, which al pi pashtus is chelik on the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says that both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that the sukkah has to be put up l'shma, the schach has to be put up l'shma. They just argue how much of the schach. Beis Shammai say every inch of the whole schach on top of the sukkah has to be put up l'shma. And Beis Hillel say if you put a mashuhu al pnei kula, or if you put a tefach al tefach, that's sufficient. But they all agree that you need hanochas haschach l'shma. The Babli seems to disagree with Gamre. The Babli says that that's a fundamental machlokes. Sidl hold that you don't need asir l'shma. So that's a question. How far should we be choshish for this Yerushalmi? So some say the Yerushalmi meant it only l'chatchila, that you need a tefach al tefach according to Beis Hillel. A tefach al tefach, a mashu al pnei kula should be put up l'shma. And others want to pass a leave in b'di evit. They're choshish. They hold this machlek. The Babli Yerushalmi said, why should you pass like the Yerushalmi? The riff in the end of Erevin has the klal. Whenever the machlik is Bavli and the Yerushalmi, so the Rif postulates that the Yerushalmi was written a few generations before the Bavli, and the Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything that says in the Talmud Yerushalmi. See, the first thing is a fact. The Yerushalmi was written a few generations before the Bavli. That's a fact. Then the second one is a conjecture. that the Chachmei HaBavli, Rabbi Rabashi, who edited the Talmud Bavli, were aware of everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. So if they contradict the Yerushalmi, Hilchus Kibasroi, we should paskin like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. That's what the Rif says there. So that books have been written on this, whether is it really true? Did the Chachmei HaBavli know everything that it said in the Yerushalmi, and whenever they took a stand disagreeing, they knew that they're disagreeing, or they weren't aware of the Yerushalmi? So that's the Rif claims like that. Whenever there's a theory, you're passing like the Bavli. Rabbi Gorin published, the former chief rabbi of Eretz, published the whole Sefer. He collected all of the Rambams, where the Rambam passes like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Because the Vilna Gaon writes, a lot of times you have a difficult Rambam, and the Lecha Mishnah, and the Mekesa Mishnah, the Maga Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, they all break their head. Where did the Rambam get it from? So the Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch a lot of times writes, the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi keneged HaBavli, kedarka lipsik bekamen bekoimus, kedas HaYerushalmi neged HaBavli. So that's a big historical problem. But the Rambam usually follows the Rif. And the Rif has this klal, the end of Erevin, that whenever there's a steer between Bavli and Shalmi, you always follow the Bavli. We assume the Bavli is Hilchus HaKibasra. So that's an issue. That's an issue that comes up over here. Some Achrayim want to pass over the Sukkah B'Diyevit. If a goy put up the whole schach, and even a tefach al tefach was not put up lishmo. So the Yerushalmi claims that even Beis Hillel would agree it's no good. The Sam Achrayim want to say we should pass him like the Yerushalmi, that the whole Sukkah will be possible even B'Diyevit. Okay, so you should try to see to it that either all the schach should be put up by a Jew, at least some of the schach should be put up by a Jew. That's the machlokes b'sham and silver. They need hatnachas haschach lishma. We pass the mikra din. You don't need lishma, but it has to be put up the shame sale. If the schach was put up, let's say I came home from the farmer comes home from the field one day and he has a bundle of hay and he puts it on top of the frame of the sukkah in order to dry off. Then he decides to leave it there, let it serve as schach. But when he put it on, he didn't do a hatnachas l'shem sale. He put it that it should dry off. So that'll be a psul there. I said that'll be tasav lamanos. It wasn't put l'shem tzel. That the Gemara says ush asol tzel. That's on chesam and base. Amar Rav Chisda, you have to put this chach l'shem tzel. So that's what the Avnei Neza has a discussion. A cotton is alav bardas and a cotton al pidin. Even the Vilna Goyen, the day before his bar mitzvah, was a super genius. But al pi din, a cotton is a la bardas. And whenever you need lishma, cotton cannot create lishma. Cotton al pi pashtus, sugi and gitna, around Avchav Gimel, can a cotton write a get lishma? So the pashtus says that he cannot write a get lishma. He's a la bardas, so he doesn't have das to create lishma. So that's the shaila. When the halacha requires the schach should be put up lishem tzel, what if you have your little children before bar mitzvah? Ask them, please put up the schach. So the children are putting up, yeah, the shem mitzvah, l'shem, but al pidin, they're mufka from the shmo. Are they mufka also from the shem tzel? Oh no, that depends on metzias. That's not al pidin. You have to be mechabin the shem tzel. It's umdir in the muchach that they're putting in the shem tzel. So that's a pilpul in the avdei nezer, where a cotton can put up the schach. More correct that everyone should put up the schach themselves. Mitzvah bo yosem ibishluchoy. We not only say mitzvah bo, we usually say mitzvah bo yosem b'shiluch, let's say by bedikas chometz. So bedikas chometz is a takana midrabbana. That is the mitzvah, to do the bedikas. So you should do it yourself. Or to be kaveh the mezuzah. When you nail on the mezuzah on the door, then you yotze the mitzvah. So you say mitzvah bo yosem b'shiluch. If the person is healthy enough and he's able to, he should put the mezuzah on himself. Shadis, what about over here? You can't send a shliach to sit in the sukkah for you. You're going to have to sit in the sukkah yourself. Constructing the sukkah is not the mitzvah at all. Constructing the sukkah is on Arab sukkahs. It's before sukkahs. That's only what we call a heksher mitzvah. So do you say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha on a heksher mitzvah or only on an actual mitzvah? So the Netziv has a famous essay in his commentary on the Shultas, towards the very end of the Shultas, around Bayeluch, Hazinu, on this. The Shultas is a collection of drushes by Rabbi Achoy Goyen. He wasn't really a Goyen. He knew how to learn very well, but he wasn't a Goyen. The Goyen officially was, Goyen is a kitzer. The real title is Rosh Yeshiva's Goyen Yankov. The name of the yeshiva was Goyen Yankov. Whoever was the president means the fundraiser. Whoever, so he was never the president. He was never Rosh Yeshiva. He was one of the Gedolei Hador. Maybe he knew how to learn better than the president of the yeshiva. That's what Rav Soloveitchik once said, that Shaul Lieberman from the seminary once told him about a Tshuvas HaGoyim that didn't make any sense at all. So he said, what do you say about that? So he said, Rav Soloveitchik said that he told Shaul Lieberman, my grandfather knew how to learn better than most of the goyim put together. The goyim were presidents of the yeshiva. They were fundraisers. And the president of the yeshiva university today is not for Nigdol Hador. He's Rosh Yeshiva's Gon Yankov. That's if the yeshiva would be called Gon Yankov, he would be called the goyim. It doesn't necessarily mean the famous ones were goyim. Rav Hai goyim, Rav Shreiri goyim, Rav Sadi goyim. They talk in the Wadalim. So Rav Achoy was really, he was not from the goyim. He lived in the days of the goyim. And he used to give drushas on Shabbos. It's called Shiltas. Every drusha begins with a shaila. What's the din? Do you have to sit in Sukkah or not? Don Rabbanon, yes, you have to sit in Sukkah. Every drusha begins with an elementary shaila, and then he goes through all the dinim. So around these parshias, Hazinu, he has around about making the Sukkah. So the Nitziv there, the Nitziv was a teenager when he wrote his commentary on the Shiltas. Very interesting. The Nitziv, it's interesting, it was in the wind at that time. I think his brother-in-law, the Nitziv, married the sister of the Aruch HaShulchan. And then later, when the Nitziv's first wife passed away, then he married the daughter of the Aruch HaShulchan. He married his niece. So the Aruch HaShulchan became his father-in-law. The Torah Tmima was the son of the Aruch HaShulchan. So he learned the Valojin. So whenever he quotes something from the Nitziv, he calls him Dodi Gisi, my uncle, my brother-in-law. At first he was his uncle. For many years, the Nitziv was his mother's brother. And then, when the Nitziv's first wife passed away, then he married the sister of the Torah Tmim, the daughter of the Aruch HaShulchan. She was married. Her son, after she married the Nitziv, so she had Rameh Bar Ilan. Rameh Berlin was the son of Chaim Berlin, was the son from the first wife, and Rameh Berlin was the son from the second wife. There was a big age difference between them. So Rameh Bar Ilan wrote about his father, a whole book, Rabban Shal Yisrael. He writes a whole biography about his father, and the Shittas, and Ashkofes, and his Derech Halimun, a whole little book. It was printed by the Mizrahi many years ago. So he writes the whole story the way his mother, the daughter of the Aruch HaShulchan, was married to a person who was very learned, and she decided that he does know how to learn. So she ran away from him. And it was against the law to run away from your husband. So the police were looking for her in the forest. She was hiding in the forest. Police were looking for her. And she refused to go back to the husband. She made up her mind. He does know how to learn. He sits over the Gemara, but he's making believe he does know how to learn. So she ran back home to her parents. And the parents were trying to convince her she should go back to the husband. Mishugan, who's going to marry a divorced woman? Who says he's going to give you a get? And who's going to marry a divorced woman? She said she'd rather remain in Aguna for the rest of her life rather than live with the husband. He's an Amoret. She doesn't want to live with Amoret. So he finally gave her a get. And then when the Mishulach from the Balojan Yeshiva came and said that the Rosh Yeshiva's wife passed away, they're looking for a shidduch. So this little girl said, I'll marry him. He knows how to learn. There was a big age gap between. She was something like 30, 40 years younger than her uncle. And then she married him. They got married. Yeah. So the Nitziv wrote this commentary on the Shiltas when he was a teenager. Everything that was different. He was learning in Balojan and Yeshiva. He was already married to his first. He got married, I think, when he was Bar Mitzvah. He married the daughter of Rav Bitzalah Balojan. Bitzalah was the son of Rav Chaim Balojan. Bitzalah was the Rosh Yeshiva then, and he married Bitzalah's daughter. She was older than him. His wife was a few years older than him. So he wrote this commentary on the Shiltas, and his brother-in-law, the Aruch HaShulchan, also wrote a commentary on the Shiltas, I think was never printed. Interesting that the two brothers-in-law had the same einfall to write the same thing later. People started writing commentaries on the Tosefta. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky wrote, and Shaul Lieberman wrote on the Tosefta. Tosefta is used so often, and no one ever wrote a modern commentary. There are old commentaries on Tosefta. Anyway, so the Nitziv has its long arichas at the end of his commentary on the Shiltas about Rashi and Makkos. Rashi and Makkos sounds like he says like that. The mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucha to construct your own sukkah. Why should that apply? You would say mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucha to make your own talis. I should manufacture my own. I should go learn how to make cloth to make a talis. Never heard of such a thing. I should cut off the lulav from the tree myself. I should go to the farm and pick off the esrog myself. Never heard of such a thing. That's ridiculous. How far do you go back? Mitzvah b'yosim b'shluchay. So the Nitziv gives you the klal. It's a hechsha mitzvah hakasa b'torah. Here the Chumash says that you're supposed to construct the sukkah. Where does the Chumash say this pasuk? Chag ha-sukkah stasa l'chos. According to the drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh, the pasuk is talking about asiyas ha-sukkah. According to the Pshut Rishon Mikra, it's talking about celebrating the holiday of sukkahs for a duration of 7 days. According to the drasha of the Torah Shebal Peh, the pasuk is also talking about constructing the sukkah. Sukkah stasa l'chos, tasa v'leimenos. So since the Chumash talks about this hechsha mitzvah, so it has the status of a semi-mitzvah. So when you get to this prat, it has the status of a mitzvah. So let's say to tie tzitzis on the beged. So it says, kshartam leos, how does it say? Vosu lahem tzitzis, al kanfi v'gdeim l'doraisa. So tying the chutim on the beged is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to wear the beged. We paskan if you have clay kupsa, if you have an arba kamfis in the drawer, it's not chayv and tzitzis. Machlokes in the Gemara, we paskan clay kupsa. Kupsa is in the drawer, in the box, the beggar in the four corner beggar in the box, not chayv and tzitzis, only when you wear it. But tying on the chutim is a hechsha mitzvah hakosa batoira. Taking wool and making it into a string, that's not a hech mitzvah hakosa batoira. So that you can have someone else do. And making the garment, that's not kosa batara. But the tying on the beged, so he says, or let's say, chsavta ma mezuzah zbeisech mishorecha, to write the mezuzah. So it says, chsavta ma mezuzah zbeisech mishorecha, he should write it. So he says, if the person knows how, he should really write his own mezuzah. Because that's a hechsha mitzvah kosa batara.
The Mishnah in Shavuot says that if you make a shvua, then you're not going to build the sukkah. It's not halal.
Right, the Mishnah said that in Tzilkos the Mishnah that Sukkah Sheini Oisa. So the question: how do you translate Sukkah Sheini Oisa? It means Sheini, I'm not going to do the mitzvah, like you say in English. I'm not going to do the mitzvah. Sukkah Sheini Oisa means I'm not going to sit in the sukkah. Or do you literally translate Sukkah? I'm not going to construct the sukkah. So then in Tziv, I think in the Rambam, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Rambam says Sukkah Sheini Oisa. But the Mishnah says Sukkah Sheini Oisa. So then in Tziv, understood the Mishnah Kipshuto. That the Hechsha Mitzvah Kosa Batoira has the status of a semi mitzvah, when it gets to mitzvah by Yosem and Beshluchai, when it gets to Nishba Levatalus HaMitzvah, when again there's one sheet that when you construct the Sukkah, Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, when you construct the Sukkah, you recite a Brocha Shekrasham Shatsonu Alasiyas HaSukkah. So we don't paskin like that. The Babli paskin is, you don't say a Brocha. When you tie the Chutim in the Beged, the Babli quotes there was one opinion. That even though you're not yotzei the mitzvah, you say bracha shekhar sham sasan alasias tzitzis, or lasas tzitzis. So we don't paskin like that. But there was one opinion in Yerushalmi that you say bracha on performing a hechsha mitzvah hakosa batur. That's famous from the Netziv. Hechsha mitzvah kosa batar. I remember right after Melchemet Sheshet Hayamim, that year Rav Soloveitchik was learning Masechah Sukkah. So right after Melchemet Sheshet Hayamim, Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria from Eretz Yisrael came to America to encourage everyone, all the yeshiva people, we should all come to Eretz Yisrael for the summer, and we try to be mashpi on people, that people were in such a high then after the Melchama. There was a big hesoros l'tshuva. So he said, we should all come to Eretz and try to work with the Balabatim. So he came into Rav Soloveitchik's classroom. Rav Soloveitchik was learning Sukkah, and Rav Soloveitchik was giving the shiur in English. So in the middle of the shiur, he was paying attention, and he raised his hand, he asked permission to ask Kakasha. So Rav Soloveitchik gave him permission, and he said he didn't speak English, so he spoke in Hebrew. So he started to mention, it's a Yodua from the Netziv, the Hechsha Mitzvah Kasaba Torah, and he started to ask Kakasha based on Rav Soloveitchik, never heard of that. Rav Soloveitchik never heard of that. Rav Soloveitchik is a descendant from the Netziv. The Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. But somehow he was married into the family. He married into the Beis HaRav. The Netziv was not, Beis HaRav was the Yichus in Lithuania, if you were a direct descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Somehow there was no Yichus to be a direct descendant from the Vilna Goyim, that wasn't the Yichus, only to be a direct descendant from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That's called Beis HaRav. The Chassidim say the reason why is because Rav Chaim Volozhiner, for some reason or another, didn't sign the cherem against the Chassidim. Vilna Gaon made a cherem against the Chassidim. Rav Chaim Volozhiner didn't sign it. And they give all kinds of reasons why, whatever. No one knows exactly what was going on. So the Chassidim claimed that's why the big Yichus was, to be a direct descendant from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, because he didn't want to sign the cherem against the Chassidim. So the Soloveitchik family always would look a little askance on the Netziv because he was not a direct descendant. He married the daughter of Rabbi Tzela. Someone, the Yossi Buxbaum, said that he had a copy of the original Cherem. It's in the handwriting of Rabbi Chaim Olajina. That's what he claimed. He claimed he knew the handwriting, and he said that the original Cherem, the handwriting, was written by Rabbi Chaim Olajina. So we know he didn't sign it. Anyway, whatever it is. But this is, even though Rav Soloveitchik never heard of this Netziv, but it's a very famous Netziv. Others in the last 100 years since the Netziv passed away, others do quote this this Netziv frequently. If you know how, it's preferable to buy a talus and tzitzis and tie the strings on yourself rather than buy a talus that already has the tzitzis tied on. That's the chiddush of the Netziv. Hech shem mitzvah kos b'Torah, similar to this Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Makkos, that by Hech shem mitzvah kos b'Torah, you say mitzvah bo yosem and b'shlucha. The Aruch Laner was one of the goyim in Europe. I think he's the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, if I'm not mistaken. So he points out on the first daf in the Masechta, the first sefer that he wrote is called Bikurei Yankov. That's the Bikurim, Reish's Bikurim. Bikurei Yankov is very good. Bikurei Yankov is on Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Sukkos, Hilchas Dalabinim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him on every page. He has a lot of very good things, Bikurei Yankov. So I think he has also a sefer Aruch Laner on Sukkah. In addition to the Bikurei Yankov, as daf al daf, so in the Aruch Laner, he points out that the interesting, very interesting, when you're learning Gemara, you don't realize this. 98% of all the sukkahs in the world are good, and it's a machlekes hatanaim. Why is it good? So Rabbi Yehuda says 98% of the sukkahs are good because they're diras keva, and a sukkah has to be diras keva. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We say 98% of the sukkahs are good because it has to be diras aroi, and they are diras aroi. So 98% of the sukkahs is a machlekes hatanaim. Why are they good? Is it because they have to be keva and they are keva, or they have to be aroi and they are aroi? 1% of the sukkahs l'choladeyas adiras keva, so we paskin it's puzzle. If it's adiras keva, it's no good. Sukkah gvoi l'malim esrim amo, that's not a machlekes, is it keva aroi? That's vada adiras keva, and we paskin adiras keva is no good. Rabbi Yehuda said, what's wrong? It's supposed to be adiras keva. And then 1% of the sukkahs in the world are absolutely adiras aroi. And then Rabbi Yehuda would say, it's possible. The sukkah has to be diras keva. And 98% of the sukkahs are good, l'chol adeyas, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that they're diras keva, and the Rabban hold because they're diras arayis. It's a very strange thing. That's what you see on the first daf. So there's a din in Menachos, you have all the Gemaras about mezuzah. You're only mechuyev in mezuzah if you have a diras keva. If you have a diras arayis, you're not chayev in mezuzah. So there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban, if you make a sukkah, that's only going to last for the duration of the 7 days of Sukkot. It's in Chayv and Mezuzah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, Sukkot is Diras Keva, Yechayv and Mezuzah. We pass in the Sukkot is Diras Haroi. It's not Chayv and Mezuzah. Machlek is on the level of the Raisa. So that's on the first Mishnah. The Gemara said, that's Machlek, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, where the Sukkot, Gvoi, Lamayla, Mesmam. The Gemara has three reasons why we pass in the Sukkot, Gvoi, Lamayla, Mesmam. So one of the three reasons is that we pass in the Sukkot has to be Davka Diras Haroi. Lamala Meser Mama is that's not Aroi, that's a Diras Keva. Gemara has in the second Perek, there's a Machloikas Hatanoim. Let's say a person has a bed, and the bed has walls on the side, let's say, and he puts schach on top. So he has the walls of the bed and support the schach on top. So that's a Machloikas Hatanoim in the Mishnah, whether the Sukkah is kosher or not. So Rabbi Yehuda says Sukkah is no good. Where's this Mishnah? Asamach Sukkasa Bikari Hamita, that's Chofala from the base. He has the defanas are the bedboards on the side of the beds. When I was a little boy, the bed used to have bedboards on all four sides. Now it's out of style. They don't have, you just have in the front and the back. When I was a little boy, the bed used to have on all four sides, used to have wood. So if you have the Kari Hamita are supporting the Schach. So what's the Machlekes Hatanoim? So the Gemara has two interpretations. So one interpretation, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah has to be diras keva, has to be attached to the ground. If you're going to have a sukkah like Lubavitch has a sukkah on at a mitzvah mobile. And they drive around the whole city and they get everybody to sit in the sukkah. So according to Reb Yehuda, that's not good. That's a diras aray. The sukkah has to be diras kebe. It has to be attached to the ground. So here also, if you have a sukkah that's supported by kelim, that's not attached to the ground. So that's diras aray is not good. So that's the pashim shot. My colleagues are beautiful, l'shitasa, and the rabbanon l'shitasa, whether they need diras kebe or not. Then the Gemara says, another suggestion that the machlokes hatanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is the topic of ma'amid. What do you mean ma'amid? The kari hamito adav hamakabel tuma. You took wood and you made it into a bed. So that's a kli. So the kli is makabel tuma. So you can't use kari hamito for the schach because you need the three conditions. It has to be gidule karka tolush and dav sheni makabel tuma. The kari hamito is already a kli. It's makabel tuma. So what's the din if you make defanas from Dav HaMakabal Tuma? That's not a problem. But here, the defanas are Dav HaMakabal Tuma, but they're supporting the schach. So maybe because it's the schach posel is mamid, the schach kosher, maybe that should be posel. What kind of a din? What kind of a problem is that? What's wrong if it's mamid? So Rabbi Yosef Engel points out in one of his svarim, not in the Gil Yoni Hashas, points out that this simple pshat and Rashi on Chof Aleph and Beis seems to imply that Rashi holds that Mamid is an issue deraisa. Machleg Zabir and the Rabban, according to this second interpretation, if nation Mamid, Mamid Abedobah Hamakabal Tumer, that Mamid is a psul deraisa. All the Ikorish alaschach elo Mamidim Havikila Sichach Bedobah Hamakabal Tumer. Rashi writes as if you're dealing with an issue deraisa. We don't accept that Rashi. We don't accept Rabbi Yosef Engel's pshat and Rashi, whatever it is. The Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran on the Rif on that daf on Chof Aleph and Beis. The whole topic of Mamid is only a derabbanon, and the issue of Mamid is a gzera derabbanon according to Reb Yehuda. It's a gzera derabbanon, gzera shemi yisachich boy. We don't permit you to be Mamid ischach with Dov HaMakabal Tume, a gzera that you may use the Dov HaMakabal Tume to serve as the ischach itself. So that's what the Ramon quotes from the Ran. Here in Washington Heights, this is very common. We have apartment buildings all over the place. A lot of times you have in a backyard, you have three walls that are there already, three brick walls from the buildings. And then you just make, then you just have schach supported by the brick walls. So the shaila is, the brick walls is not gidule karka, bricks are karka mamish. Bricks are from sand. That's karka mamish. The karka mamish is posel for schach. So if you say that you're machmer for mamid, that you can't use to be mamid, the sachik can't use something that's possible. So how come we always support the sach with the brick walls? So the Ran says that that's a ridiculous question. Everybody knows you can't make sach from bricks. It has to be a sukkah. It can't be beisur shel kol hashanakula. So he says that's not a question. The Ramo quotes this. There's nothing wrong with being mamid the sach on bricks or on stones, because that's a dead giveaway. There's no gzera derabbanan over there. Everybody knows you're not going to use bricks to serve as chach itself. So the Ran holds beferish that the whole topic of mamid is only a gzera derabbanan, not like the mashmoyos of the Rashi on Chof Aleph and Beis. Yes, so the shad is, how do we paskin? So the pashtus is the pashe pshat in the machleg zabud in the rabbanan. If you mamid, if you use kari hamita, if you use the bedboards to serve as tfanis, the simple pshat in the machleg zabud in the rabbanan is rabbanan l'shitas rabbanan l'shitasam, where the sukkah diras keva, sukkah diras aroi. That's the pashe pshat. And we know we paskin like the Rabbanon, that Diras Aroi, not Diras Kevin. So some Rishonim say, no, we should follow the second pshat in the Gemara, that it's a Shaila Mamid. So even Zolzayin Azoy, Nekabel, the second pshat Mamid. But it's Machleg Zabir and the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Rabbanon, Yochav, the Rabban, Lochi Kerab. So the din should be like the Rabbanon, that there's nothing wrong with Mamid. So there's an obscure opinion in the Rishonim that we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, according to the second pshat, that Mamid is no good. So in the Mechaber there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch between two places. One place he says nothing wrong with Mamid, based on the Psak Halacha. Reb Yehuda holds like that. We shouldn't pass like Reb Yehuda, either because Reb Yehuda l'shitasa for sure we don't paskin, or even if it's not Reb Yehuda l'shitasa, even if it's a different issue, it's not the Reskeva issue, but still Yochad Ferah Malachim Ram, we don't paskin. Then in another place the Mechaber writes Mamid is no good. So the Nisei Kelim asks a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. So they say the Mechaber meant it l'chumra b'yalma, because there was such an obscure opinion in the Rishonim, so it should be chashish with that opinion l'chatchil. The Ikar HaDin is really good. And if you have a sukkah that the schach is resting on a metal frame, They made a lot of sukkahs like that. They have a metal frame, and then you have a schach directly resting on the metal frame. So strictly speaking, it's kosher. The whole thing is a chumr lachat. You can say a broch on it also. The whole thing is a chumr lachatchila to be yotzi, try to be yotzi that shita as well. So the Magen Avraham is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. Magen Avraham quotes a Ramban in the Melchamis. Ramban says, only issue is if it's mamid, but if it's mamid the mamid, then there's no problem. What is mamid the mamid? So the Magen Avraham says like this, if you have a metal frame, and then you put four wooden beams on all the four sides, and then you have all of your schach supported by the wooden beams, which in turn are supported by the metal frame. So the Magen Avraham says that's an example of mamid the mamid. So that was the practice for many generations, for quite a few centuries. Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s. That was the practice for quite a while. Till Chazon Ish came along. And he said, it's a misquotation. He said, Chazon Ish is very clever. He doesn't want to disagree with the Magen Avraham. It's harder to pick on the Magen Avraham. So he said, the Mishnah Berurah you can pick on. Mishnah Berurah is not as authoritative as the Magen Avraham. And whenever he always writes in such a way, when he wants to take on everybody, he writes Mistim is Divrei HaPoskim Mashma, and all the Poskim say Beferish, not so. He writes Mistim is Divrei HaPoskim Mashma, and over here he says the Mishnah Berurah came up. Mishnah Berurah didn't come up. Mishnah Berurah quoted the Magen Avraham. It's the Magen Avraham's fault over here. He's disagreeing with the Magen Avraham. So he said, but the Chazon Ish is taka right. He says the Ramban didn't say that. Ramban gave the following example. Let's say you have a metal floor, and then you have a wooden wall sitting on a metal floor, and then you have schach on top of the wooden walls. So the Ramban says, that's mamid, the mamid. The wooden walls are, that's how normal people make a sukkah. You have wooden walls, and you have the schach on top of the wooden walls. Aye, but the metal floor is supporting the wooden walls, or the earth floor. Mother Earth. The earth floor is supporting the wooden walls, and the earth floor is not Gidule Karka. It's Karka Mamish. So Karka Mamish is not good for Schach. The Ramban writes in the Muhammad, that's Mamid the Mamid. That's not a problem. But over here, why is this Mamid the Mamid? What do you mean? You have a metal frame. Metal frame is holding up whatever you're going to put on top of it. So you put on top of it four wooden beams on the four sides, right above the metal, and then you put the Schach on top. So he said, why did the Chazon Ish writes, why did you divide the Schach in half? You say the four wooden beams are supporting the schach. So you have three different things. You have metal frame, you have wooden poles, and then you have schach on top. What do you mean? The schach on top with the wooden poles is all schach. Let's say you have schach a foot thick, and you really don't need it to be so thick. If it would be 6 inches thick, it would also be tzilosa merub mechamos. So let's divide the schach in here. Say the upper 6 inches are supported by the lower 6 inches of hay, and the lower 6 inches are being supported by the metal frame. So it's mamid the mamid. So you don't say that. You say all the 12 inches of hay is all schach. So the same over here, even though you have hay on top and you have wooden poles, two different kinds of material. But that's not mamid the mamid. The wooden poles with the hay on top is all gedule karka, and it's all schach. So all the schach is being supported by the metal frame. So Chazon Ish says, strictly speaking, this sukkah is kosher. We really don't pass like that shita. But the Mechaber quoted this to be choshish for that opinion, and the Rishonim want to satisfy it. So you're not accomplishing anything if you put the four wooden poles and then you put the schach on top. It's a very strong taina. The Pashta says that he's really right, but that was the practice for many generations. Everybody did like it. It's not the Mishnah Berurah came up with this. Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Magen Avraham. The taina is against the Magen Avraham. But that's everybody used to be mekel on that. So the Chazon Ish, that's called the Chazon Ish sukkah. So the Chazon Ish says, if you want to be choshish with this chumrah and Shulchan Aruch of mamid, then you have to have a wooden frame. It doesn't help. If you have a metal frame, it's not going to help to put four wooden poles and then four wooden beams and then to put the schach on top of that. That doesn't make it into mamid. Okay, so that's known as a Chazon Ish sukkah. Then the shaila is, all right, so let's say I put up the schach. I put up kosher schach on a wooden frame. Right? I got paid a fortune of money, got a wooden frame. I put up the schach on top of the wooden frame. But the schach is very light, and I'm afraid it's going to fly away in the wind. So the Mechaber says, yesh lehistapek, if you put a ladder on top of the schach to prevent it from flying away in the wind, Mechaber has a suffix from the Rishonim whether a ladder is davar hamakabel tumah, because pshutei kliyets are not mekabel tumah. But this is also latash mishadam, so he has a suffix whether a ladder is mekabel tumah. So the Mechaber holds that that's also called a topic of mamid. Even though the ladder is not supporting the schach, the ladder, the schach is sitting on the sukkah, on the frame of the sukkah, the ladder prevents it from becoming pasul. The ladder doesn't make it kosher, prevents it from flying away and becoming pasul. So Mechaber holds that that's a topic of mamid, and he's mesupik whether a ladder is called davar hamakabel tumah by being mamid with davar hamakabel tumah. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with the Mechaber. He thinks that that's not called mamid. He disagrees a lot of times. Lekula lechumra, he gives his opinion. He trained people. He had to think out of the box. You don't have to be restricted to think like the Shulchan Aruch. So he was open-minded. So he says he doesn't think that that's called mamet. Mamet is only if it supports the schach. But if the schach is resting on a dover she'ena mekabel tumah, and you use the dover hamekabel tumah, the baseball bat or whatever, the ladder, to prevent it from becoming possible, he thinks that would be kosher. I think he gives a mashal, if I'm not mistaken, to a mikveh. The din is, there's a pasuk that says, ach mayan abor mikveh mayim yihi atohar. If a person is tamei, so he can either be tovel in a mayon or a mikveh, either one or the other. Mayan is a flowing water that comes from an underground source, a mayon, be'er, mayim chayim, or a bor is be'eshborin, a sheber, a crack in the ground. So ach mayon, a bor be'mikveh mayim, yetor, a person becomes tor. So the Gemara in Zvachim has a drasha on that pasuk. That's the pasuk shah. The Gemara in Zvachim has a drasha, and the Gemara interprets Mishnayos and Mikvois as being based on this drasha. Ach mayon, a bor mikveh mayim, yihi yator goes on his havus ha-mikveh, on creating a mikveh. The mikveh has to be havayosei al yidav she'ena mekabel tumah. Let's say there are puddles of water all over the place, and I have a pit, and I want to fill it up with water. So if I take a bucket and I fill up the bucket with water and I pour it in, that's called mayim shuvim. So that everybody knows is no good. What if I take a broom and I push the water in? So there's no mayim shuvim. So many Rishonim hold mayim shuvim is only a psul de rabbanon. There's a question. The Gemara says shuvim is the rabbanon. So there's a question: is that only gimelug in mayim shuvim? Is it din de rabbanon? The whole kulo shov, maybe kulo shov is a din de rais. So that's machlekes the rein rabbein etam, machlekes the mechaber and the ramon hilchus mikvos. So leave that shuvim. What if a person takes a broom and he pushes all the water into the mikveh? So nothing is shuvim. So that's a psul de rais. That's an odom is a dover hamakabel tumah. People are makabel tumah. That's called hisavas hamikveh al yedav hamakabel tumah. Or let's say it's raining, pouring outside, but the rain is not falling into the pit. So I'm going to take this table. Let's say a table is a dav hamakabel tumah. It's a kli, and I turn the table sideways so that the rain is going to bounce off the table and bounce directly into the bor. So that's called havayasa al yedav hamakabel tumah, because the water goes directly, bounces off the table straight into the mikveh. So that's a psul deraisa. So the Rishonim all point out that this din of havayosai deidover hamakabel tumah, his havas hamikveh, if the creating of the mikveh means the bringing of the water into the mikveh was done directly, if the person, let's say, takes a broom and he pushes the water to another location on top of the ground and then it rolls from there into the bar, he doesn't push it directly into the bar, then the Gemara says that it's good. It's only a psul havayosai deidover hamakabel tumah if you go directly in. But if it's indirect, then the Gemara says it is kosher. So the Rishonim point out, based on the Mishnah there, what if you have a mikveh that's kosher already? Everything is kosher. But you're afraid that the water pressure is going to break the walls of the mikveh. It's not such a sturdy mikveh. So I want to put heavy kalim on the outside of the walls to prevent the mikveh from collapsing. So the Mishnah says that that's okay. Let it be habayosai deidover hamakabel tumah. So the Rishonim distinguished, no, it's only called Havayosa, his Havas HaMikveh, to create the mikveh in the first place. But once you have a mikveh kshera, and you put kalim to prevent the walls from collapsing, that's not called his Havas HaMikveh. That's okay if it's supported with Dovah HaMakabel Tumah. So the Chazon Ish, I think, brings that as a moshel. That just like over there by mikveh, we distinguish between his Havas HaMikveh in preventing the mikveh from becoming possible, so over here by mamid. He thinks that it's only a din of mamid, It's only this whole issue, the Rabbanon, we're talking about a Chumrah. We're talking about a big Chumrah, Meikra, then we really shouldn't have worried about the whole story. Chazon Ish keeps on mentioning that. We're talking about a Chumrah, Meikra, then it's kosher the way it is. The whole Mammon is not a possible. And people that spend a fortune to have a Chazon Ish mikveh, this is a big Chumrah. For generations, everybody did like the Mogan Avraham, and everybody was Yotze, and there's no problem. So the Chazon Ish thinks that if you have, you put the schach down on top of the sukkah, and then you put something that's some dovah ha-mekabel tum on top of it, even if you put a ladder on top, even if the ladder would be mekabel tum, he thinks that that's not a problem. It's against the mechaber. The mechaber writes, yesh list topic, whether the ladder is mekabel tum or not. If the ladder is mekabel tum, that's called the mamid.
If you sweep the water to the top of like a hill or incline and it rolls up by itself, would that be a problem?
There's not a problem. No, that's a question of shuvim. If I carried it in a bucket, it'll be a topic of shuvim, but it won't be, right?
According to the Chazon Ish, putting the schach on top of the sukkah, it would still be a kosher sukkah, because that's not
called mamzer, just preventing it from
getting blown away in rain.
At
the moment, the
schach
is still on top.
Well, if the schach is posel, the sachich bo. So if you have kosher schach on top of posel schach, so we paskin, it doesn't make a difference which one came first. The Baal Amor has a whole pilpul, that depends who came first. And we don't, the Shulchan Aruch writes beferish against the Baal Amor, it doesn't matter. Whenever you have kosher schach on top of posel schach, so the kosher schach doesn't help. It's considered posel, no matter who came first.
If you have something, you don't make the wooden walls, you make metal walls, that's like in between that and the wooden beams, or that help, like you had some other material that wasn't, that was separate to make the mind of the mind a separation from the metal itself.
For example, what do you mean?
If you were to put something that wasn't a couple in between the metal walls and the wooden beams, which has a scot on top of that, would that help with the Chazon-ish?
Yeah. Well, let's say you have a wooden frame. Let's say I have metal walls, then I have a wooden frame, and the schach is really supported by the wooden frame, not by the metal walls. So that's fine. The schach doesn't have to be supported by the tvanas. There is no such halacha. Hach has to be supported. It has to hold up. It's not going to hold up miraculously.
Does Muhammad say the fairish that it does not apply to, putting like four pieces of schach underneath?
Does who say the fairish?
The Rabban.
No, it doesn't say the fairish. But the example that he gives is that the wooden walls are supported by the ground. So he said, that's Mamed de Mamed. So the Chazon Ish Tain is what the Magen Avraham said is not valid. He doesn't pick on the Magen Avraham, he's picking on the Mishnah Brura. As if the first one who came up with this school of Mishnah Brura, they've been doing it for centuries, since the days of the Magen Avraham. Everybody did like that. The Chazon Ish knows how to package things. When he wants to disagree, so he doesn't quote that the Rishonim say. He quotes the Mishnah Brura came up with this. Then he disagrees with Mishnah. Mishnah Brura quoted from all the Rishonim, but he doesn't. The Chazon Ish doesn't like the Rishonim, so he pins the blame on the Mishnah Brura. Yeah.
According to the Chazon Ish, then what's the Chiddush of the Ramban? It's okay to hold. It's ultimately going to be held up by the floor.
That's what he said. No Chiddush. A davar pashut. What the Magen Avraham is saying is a Chiddush. So he says the Ramban never said a Chiddush. Correct.
The Ramban just said, by the way, if you have a sukkah, so it's not possible.
That's right. It's a double partial. Okay.
So the din by the ladder would be the same thing as if I would take string and I would tie a sack.
So that's it. They have these mats. So the Mishnah talks about using mats. So the Mishnah distinguishes some of the mats are manufactured for kindergarten children to sleep on the floor in the kindergarten. So broyers, they have these mats. So those are Dova HaMakabal Tumah. They have these mats. They're Chinese people who sleep on these kind of mats. So if the mats were made L'Shem Shechiva, then it's a Dova HaMakabal Tumah. It's no good. If it was not made L'Shem Shechiva, it doesn't have to be manufactured L'Shem Mitzvah Sukkah. You don't have to have a L'Shma. But as long as it wasn't made L'Shem Shechiva, so then it's Dova Sheinim HaMakabal Tumah, and it's okay. So the question is, but they have these mats, the thin pieces of wood are so thin, all you need is a little wind to blow, and the whole thing is going to fall apart. So that's why they have them tied together with something. So the wood itself is Dov Sheni Mekabel Tumah, because it's not Miyuchad for a Kli. The Shad is, what do you have holding it together? So sometimes, years ago, they used to have Venetian blinds in apartments. They used to have wooden slats, And the Venetian blinds had two strips of cloth on either side, and the strip of cloth was a little thicker than an inch on either side. It held together all the pieces of wood. So a lot of people said you can use Venetian blinds for schach. So Moshe Feinstein has in his sefer, he quotes a Rambam in Hilchos Kelim, Hilchos Tumas Kelim, that if you have slats of wood, pshutei kleyetz, but attached to it is a piece of beged, so the beged is mekabel tuma, so the whole pshutei kleyetz is not mekabel tuma in Atur. So he said Venetian blinds are possum in Atur. So those you shouldn't use. If it has strips of cloth holding it together, the Moshe claims that that's no good. What if you don't have strips of cloth? What if you have plastic? What if you have plastic, synthetic material holding together? The yeshiva sukkahs, they must have bought 30 years ago, whenever they bought all of these mats. So at that time, all the mats were tied together with plastic string. So plastic is not gedula karka, it's synthetic. So that's posel the sachich bol min ha-Torah. And it's not like bricks. Everybody knows that you can't. Why? Everybody knows. One would think you can use a plastic string to use aschach. Should be something that's aright. Shouldn't be a base of shalkol shanakula. So the pashtus says that if you mamid the aschach with plastic, that should be an issue of mamid. The issue of mamid is only chumra to begin with. But we're talking about a chumra. So the chazanish would probably say that that's not a problem. That the plastic doesn't really. The plastic prevents it from falling away, but doesn't hold it up. I could have put the strips of wood, if the wind wouldn't be blowing, I could put the strips of wood on top of the frame of the sukkah, and it would be a kosher sukkah. The reason why I have the plastic is to prevent it from flying away and the wind afterwards. So the Chazon Ish would probably say that that's not called mamid. Against the Mechaber, that's not called mamid. According to the Mechaber, it is a problem of mamid. So they came up with the chumra. Instead of having plastic string, all together, plastic is not gedula karka, so they have rope holding it together. So there are different kinds of rope. Sometimes the rope is woolen rope. So wool is also not gedula karka. Wool grows on sheep, so it's not gedula karka. So that's possum and atara. But they have other rope, the rope that you tie parcel post packages with, that stuff that you hurt your fingers if you rub on your fingers. So that's called hemp, that grows on a bush. Well, let's say if you have cotton strings, the cotton grows on a bush. So that's gedula karka. So there's a gemara at the end of the first perek. The gemara talks about string. That string is possible to use. String is possible to use for schach. So there's a machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam over there. Why is the string possible? So the Rambam learns because it's nishtana. It's gedula karka, but when you look at the string, at the hemp, it doesn't look like gedula karka. It's a ponim chadashes ba'olakan. If a ganav would steal the bush and he would make string out of it, he would be kind of machinery. It's a ponim chadashes. It's not in its original state. So the Rambam holds that that's a psul de rabbanon. Gedula karka shenishtanu is a psul de rabbanon because it doesn't look like gedula karka. When a person doesn't know, if you know that this is that this grew on a bush, you know that this is cotton or this is hemp. Okay, so you know. But for one who does not, you just look at it, doesn't look like it's gedula karka. So the Rambam holds that that's a psul de rabbanon. So that's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. On this chumrah mamid, what we really don't paskin like, but the whole story is only lechatchila. So what's the din if you mamid b'schach pasul de rabbanon? The old din of mamid is only gzera de rabbanon. We don't hold like that Rashi, that mamid is an issue there, is a topic there. We hold like the Ran, that mamid is only a topic de rabbanon. So in one place the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you're going to be mamid b'schach pasul de rabbanon, that's gzera l'gzera. The whole story of mamid is only a gzera, and if it's only schach pasul de rabbanon, that's gzera l'gzera, and then goes from gzera l'gzera. Another place the Mishnah Berurah writes it, that it's no good. You can't be mamid even b'schach pasul de rabbanon. A few pages apart from each other. So the Chazon Ish points out this stira in the Mishnah Berurah. What's the din of your mamid b'schach pasul de rabbanon? Is that called mamid? Is that called gzeira l'gzeira or not? Stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, the pashta says that it should not be gzeira l'gzeira. It has nothing to do gzeira l'gzeira. This is a trade de rabbanon. Trade de rabbanon. Gzeira l'gzeira means if the chachamim were motivated to make a gzeira de rabbanon because they're afraid someone's going to violate a din de rabbanon. Here, each one was out to a din deraisa. They made a din that you can't use string because it doesn't look like a dula karka. Marisan. Then they made another din of mamid. Then the two combined together. That's like a shvuz de shvuz. Shavuos is Shavuos not called Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. A trade the Rabbanon is not called Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. So the Pashtus that Rebbe Yehuda writes Beferish that it's no good. The Pashtus says that it should be a problem. But Chacham Avadya writes that he looked in the Rishayim. I took his word for it. He looked in the Rishayim. He says the only Rishon that talks about the topic is the Ritva on Silk, and he says Lahakel. That if you're Ma'amid B'schach Pasal the Rabbanon, it's Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. So Shayim, you're talking about a Chumrah in the first place. The whole story of Ma'amid is just a Chumrah. And in Mishnah Brura it says Stira Zmachlokes Achrayim, but he called it Gzeirah L'Gzeirah, and the Ritva says Lahakel, so must speak. Enough Chumras. There's room to be made. That's the story with the Ma'amid. Yeah, what's the minimum size that the sukkah has to be? So there's a three-way machlekes hatanoim, where there has to be vav al vav tvachim, the floor has to be vav al vav, has to be zayin al zayin, has to be dalet amos al dalet amos. So usually, in order to be chayiv in mezuzah, you have to have dalet amos al dalet amos, because you're only chayiv in mezuzah if it's diras aroi. So you need a beis dira for diras aroi, has to be dalet amos al dalet amos. The Gemara gives a whole list of different dinim that depend on dalet amos and dalet amos. That's on gimel amid aleph for chayiv mezuzah in order to be chayiv b'makeh. You only chayiv b'makeh on top of a beis dira. So you have to have a beis dira below. Beis dira has to have dalet al dalet amos. It's not mekabel tumas tzaras batim ein metamid minigoyim. In if you sell a house b'bati or echayim, if you sell a field, you sell an empty lot. And Ayoras HaMakaf is Chayim, it's not Nechlat. Only if he sells a Bais, Beboti or Echayim, then a Bais is Nechlat. And Chayim Yarchim HaChamah, Gemara codes Dinim there. I said Dinim Rabbanan that depend on Dalet Amos. So if you hold that a Sukkah has to be Diras Keva, so then the Tana holds, that Tana holds that the Sukkah has to be Dalet Amos, Dalet Amos. We paskin the Sukkah has to be Dafke, Diras Arai, but Dafke not a Diras Keva. So we just have a Machlekes. The Gemara says it's a machlekes b'silim b'shamay, whether the sukkah has to be vav al vav tvachim or has to be zayin al zayin tvachim. What's the issue? So the Mishnah is chav ches amid aleph. And the Mishnah quotes a machlekes b'shamay sil. Misha hoi rosh avruba v'sukkah b'shulchan v'sach habaz. He has a sukkah gdoyla, he has a gigantic sukkah. He's sitting mamish, has a whole sukkah this top of the table. He's sitting mamish on the edge. And he has his table with all the food outside of the sukkah. He always leans over. He leans out of the sukkah to get some food, and he leans back to eat it. Rosh Avruba v'sukkah. And then he keeps on leaning out to get some more food. He leans back in. So that's a machlekes b'shamay b'sil. Do you make a gzeirah shemay moshech achav shulchanah? If the shulchan where the food is outside, so do we make a gzeirah d'rabbanan? He's going to lean outside and eat the food while he's leaning outside chutz v'sukkah. So that's a machlekes on the level of the rabbanan. But the loshana mishnah. The Shammai Postlim and Basilim Machshim sounds like they're talking about the Sukkah. The Sukkah is gigantic. What's wrong with the Sukkah? So the Gemara says, you see from the way the Mishnah is written that there's a double Machlaikas. They argue B'Sukkah G'dayla and they argue B'Sukkah K'tan. They argue B'Sukkah G'dayla. It's a gigantic Sukkah. And this guy sitting mamish on the edge, Rosh Avruba B'Sukkah, B'Shulchanah B'Sach HaBayi, so you make a Gzer de Rabbanan, Shemi Moshech Acha Shulchanah. Then there's another Machlaikas, B'Sukkah K'tanah. What's the minimum size that the sukkah has to be? So Beis Shammai say you have to have the shulchan in the sukkah. It's not enough. Vav al vav. Vav al vav tvachim is enough for the rosh v'ruba of the person. But in order to have shulchan and besach ha-sukkah, you need zayin al zayin. And Beis Hillel say you don't need this. It's a machlekes on the level of the rice. What's the minimum size of the sukkah? Vav al vav zayin al zayin. And a machlekes on the level of the rabbanim. We know that there are 18 gzeres, yudches dover. The Mishnah in the first parak in Shabbos says that there were one fine day, the Beis Shammai looked around, like in Congress sometimes, they looked around and they saw that they were in the majority, so they locked the doors and they took a vote, and they outvoted the Beis Hillel and 18 Gzeres. They ran through 18 Gzeres that day. Then the Gemara said the next day the Beis Hillel were masking with all the Gzeres. The first day they were outvoted, next day they said, okay, we go along, no problem. So those are the 18 Gzeres where we pass on like the Beis Shammai. So Tosfos here quotes the Siddur Avraham HaGaon. This is on Gimel Amid Aleph in Sukkah. Quotes the Siddur Avraham HaGaon from the Siddur that there are an additional six cases where we pass in the second Tosfos Domalach Mani in Gimel Amid Aleph. That we there are another six cases where we pass like Beis Shammai against the Beis Hillel. So this Mishnah Chof Ches is one of the six cases, and we pass in both by Sukkah Ketan, and the minimum size of the Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin Tfachim, not Vav al Vav. My sukkah gdoyla, we paskin from the gzeira. Shemi moshe chachas shulchanim. You shouldn't eat on the edge of the sukkah if the food is outside. Zeri shemi moshe chachas shulchanim. Then the Mishnah quotes a story. Omer lehem beishama, Omer lehem beishama. Lo kachoy maisa isn't, doesn't the story go like this? Shalchub zikna beishama, bezikna mitzilah vakeretz, Rabbi Yechon ben Achoranes. They went to visit a certain Tana. He was eating like that. He was sitting on the edge of the sukkah. It was a big sukkah. He was sitting on the edge. And the food was chutz l'sukkah. And they didn't, the story, their version of the story was that no one said anything is wrong. So you see, Beishamai, I'm asking, they still claim that there never was such a machlokes, because Zikna Beishamai went to Zikna Misil to visit the Tanner, Rabbi Yechon ben Acharan. He was sitting exactly like that. And they didn't tell him anything wrong. So the Beis Shammai said to the Beis Hillel, you got the whole story. Your version of the story is not correct. Misham Raya. There's an expression that appears in the Mishnah a lot. So Rashi always has, there are two ways to read. Misham Raya b'tmiyah, or Misham Raya adarabah, from there is a Raya. So either b'tmiyah b'nichus, and Misham Raya, afayim amra lo, im keno yisa noik, le kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. So the Beis Shammai claimed it's not true. When they visited that Tana, he was sitting, Rosh Ruba Vesukkah, Shulchanim Sach Abai. So the Beis Shammai said, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah because of the Gzeira the Rabbonim. Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. So that's the, and we pass like the Beis Shammai. So that's a famous machloikas, the Tosfos and the Rambam. What does that Loshen mean? Lo Kiyam Kain Hayisa Noyeg, if this is the way you always ate, Shulchanim Chutz Lesukkah, Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. You're talking about a Gzeira the Rabbonim. So what kind of a Loshen is that? Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. So Tosfos learns in the Gemara earlier. Tosfos learns Lokiyamta. The end of this long Tosfos Gimel Amud Aleph is a long Tosfos. Tosfos says Lokiyamta Mitzvah Mecha. I feel him at the Raisa Lokiyim. That whenever there's a din deraisa that you yotze mitzvah, the Rabbana, they said you shouldn't do it like that. So you're not even yotze the mitzvah on the level of the Raisa. The Kiddush, let's say Kiddush. Kiddush, we assume in Atar you recite Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif. The Dvarim, you just recite Kiddush. But the Rabbanim is supposed to recite Kiddush ala Yayin. What if a person will say Kiddush alo ala Yayin? So you say it's not in the Yotze, the Kiddush deraisa?
Doesn't the Gemara say you need to do both?
The Gemara says you have to do both, right. So the question is, after I, you have to have Kiddush b'tfilo, so in Atar that's sufficient. And then you have to have a second time Kiddush ala Yayin. So mid the Rabbanim, on the Rambam, you say Kiddush b'mach masuda. It has to be Kiddush alayayin, it has to be Kiddush b'mach masuda. So let's say now, Bismanazah, the person daven, so he's not Yotzei Kiddush deraisa at all. Or no, he was Yotzei Kiddush deraisa with Kiddush b'tfilo. And with the Rabbanan is Mukhif to say Kiddush a second time, Kiddush b'mach masuda and alayayin. So according to Tosfos, whenever there's a din derabbanan, how to fulfill a din deraisa, see, you're not Yotzei mid deraisa, the din deraisa, unless you do the way the Chachamim said. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ran on the Afchav Ches, the Ran on the Rif, quotes the Ramban. The Ramban is in I think in Psochim. If I'm not mistaken, Ramban is in the Macham. The Ramban is in the Macham in Psochim. He says it doesn't mean that. Lo kiyamta mitzvah silka miyamecha, lo kiyamta kahogen. You weren't Yotzim in the Rabban, but it doesn't mean that you're not Yotzim in Atar. So that's a famous machlokes, the Tosfos and the Ramban, how to read the Mishnah. Lo kiyamta mitzvah silka miyamecha. You have a lot of halachas l'moshe misinai in sukkah. So one of them is that there's machlokes hatanaim, how many defanas do you need? So we paskim shtaim kol chasam means right angle to each other. Ushlishis afilo tefach. The other tana disagrees, says no, you have to have shalosh kol chasam. You have to have U-shaped, three defanas, or viz afilo tefach. So we don't paskim like that. We paskim shtaim kol chasam. If you have two parallel defanas, then the din kill, that's not called kill chasam. Kill chasam means kimin gam, at a right angle to each other. Then the shlishis afilu tefach. The shlishis afilu tefach, so the Gemara has a chumra, you have to take the tefach and move it 2.5 tefachim away. Let's say here the shtaim kill chasam. You have to put the shlishis within lover to the wall, and the tefach should be slightly more than a tefach, so together it makes up 4 tefachim. The lover is a little less than 3 tefachim, and the shlishis is a little more than a tefach, So seven tvachim is the roiv. Four tvachim is the roiv of seven tvachim. So you have the roiv of the daifin shlishi. That's how the Gemara says. The Shulchan Aruch, the Rama writes that the minig is we don't rely on shtaim kelchas marishis hafila tefach. We make three full walls because the shlish hafila tefach doesn't always apply. So you have to know how to learn. One Balabas showed me the way he built his home in Mansi, and he built it in such a way that he can convert one of the rooms into a sukkah with the trick of shtaim kelchas marishis hafila tefach. So it happens that it wasn't the shtaim kelchas and one up like this. The shlafi the tefach wasn't the toch lovet. So I told him he better ask his rabbi again because it doesn't say like that in Shulchan Aruch. The meaning is you don't rely on that shtaim kelchas and mashlish shlafi the tefach. The Gemara has a din in the second perek that the tefanis any mechitza for Shabbos purposes and mechitza for sukkah purposes has to be yichol alamad b'fnei ruach mitzuya. If it's not Yechol Alamed b'fnei Ruach Mitzuya, then it's no good. That's a Gemara Chof Dalan on the base. It has to be Yechol Alamed b'fnei Ruach Mitzuya. So that's a big machloikus ha-poskim, what that means. So the classical poskim all assume that if you have, let's say, they have these Spiro Foundation sukkahs that everybody buys now, you have a metal frame and then you have canvas, and the canvas is blowing in the air. It's tied down. It's not gonna pick up. The din is that if the defanas don't reach within three tvachim to the ground, then it's called mechitza teluya, suspended mechitza, so it's no good. Machlekes satanaim in the Mishnah, by Shabbos and by Sukkah, and we paskan by both that it's no good. Mechitza teluya is no good. It has to, the bottom of the mechitza has to be low, but it has to be within three tvachim to the ground. So let's say it is within three tvachim to the ground, tied down well, but it's blowing back and forth. When the wind blows, it blows back and forth. So the classical poskim say that's not called a mechitza because it blows in the air. And the Chazon Ish doesn't agree. So he writes that lashon. Mistim is divrei haposkim mashma. It's befevish not so. Mistim is divrei haposkim means those who didn't talk about it. Mistim is divrei haposkim mashma that it's okay. They rely on the Chazon Ish and the Israeli army. When they come someplace late Friday afternoon, they need an eruv to be allowed to carry, so they have big nets. Sometimes they trap terrorists in these big nets. So they have gigantic nets that are very tall, and they wrap it around the trees, around the whole area. And when the wind blows, the nets go like this. The wind blows, nets go like that. But the net is always touching the ground, and the top is always more than 10 tvachim tall. But the winds blow this way and that way, and it's blowing all over the place. So they rely on the Chazon Ish. He said, there's nothing wrong. If the wind is huffing and puffing, and it blows down the mechitza, if the wind blows and it picks it up and it's not within three tvachim to the ground, that's called Dei Yichol Alamed b'fnei Ruach Mitzuya. But if the wind huffs and puffs and it's still touching the ground and it's still 10 tvachim tall, all the wind blows is that it bellows this way, it bellows that way, but it's still 10 tvachim tall and still within lower to the ground. So the Chazon Ish says that that's good. So in the army, in the Israeli army, they rely on the Chazon Ish. And when they get to the sukkahs, usually the minig is lahachmer.
So what's the shear?
So they're not sure how much does it have to blow. Buildings also blow a little bit. If you have a wooden sukkah, so if you have a wind blowing, the wood of the sukkah will also be shaking a little bit. So some say if it blows within three tvachim from where it should be, they say it has to be smaller, less than three tvachim that it should be kosher. That's a question. How much can it blow and still be kosher? When is it possible? According to the Chazon Ish, you usually have no problems.
Can you carry over the Yenom Mechitza Tzuluya by Erevin to over here? Let's look at the Chazon Ish, by Erevin?
Chazon Ish says by both. He says it by both. He says by Sukkah and by Erevin. He says by both it's good. So an Israeli army, maybe it's a Shas HaTchak, they come someplace late Friday afternoon, they don't have time to make a real Erevin. So they're Noig Lehokel with the big nets. They use the big nets. And by sukkah, usually in America, the meaning is lahachmeh, that you don't use things that are going to blow significantly. And then the mechaber has this chumrah that if you have the fanus of a sukkah that are made from cloth, that tied down very well, you shouldn't use that because they may become loose on the bottom, and then they may be flapping in the wind in such a way that it won't be good. So what do you mean it won't be good? So according to the Chazon Ish, in such a way it won't be good, it may be flapping in the wind, won't be within three tochim to the ground. And according to the minig of the Rava Poskim, it won't be good. It'll be blowing back and forth, even though it will be within 3 tefachim to the ground. But if it's blowing in the wind, it's that possible. That alone possible.
And so a lot of those sukkahs that flat, they now come with these lumber straps.
Yeah.
They kind of wrap around.
Mm-hmm.
Do those? I mean, sometimes when it's sunny out, they kind of sag when they expand and they'll sag down.
So what's the problem with that? So it won't be loved anymore. It won't be within 3 tefachim.
And they'll also start blowing around.
Oh, technish. So you didn't accomplish too much then. Yeah, Doifen Akuma is an important din. Doifen Akuma, a lot of people rely on this. Let's say you have walls of the sukkah, and then you have schach posel. Let's say here this gemara is the roof of the sukkah. I have schach kosher in the middle, and I have schach posel at the edge. Or the whole sukkah has schach kosher, but you have above the sukkah you have a fire escape, or you have concrete protruding from the building. The sukkah right downstairs, outside of Gluck, has some concrete protruding over the schach. So if you have schach kosher on top of schach posel, schach posel on top of schach kosher, doesn't make a difference which is on top, doesn't make a difference which one came first. That's a wheat paskin against the balamor. So you're not yotze under that part that has the schach posel. So the din is that the schach has to be within 3 tefachim to the wall. On Benin Avenue, a lot of the buildings have a building sukkah. So everybody eats in the big sukkah. So I remember there was one year that everybody was going away for Yontif and they didn't need so many tables in the sukkah. So they had a gigantic sukkah and they only had one table in the middle. So they had a ton of schach. So they only put the schach in the middle. They didn't bother to put the schach around the edge. No one's going to sit on the edge anyway. So the whole sukkah was no good. So they had to correct it before Yontif began. Because the Mishnah says the schach has to be within 3 tefachim to the Tefanis. If the schach is meruchak, 3 tefachim from the Tefanis, so it's not mitzurif. It has to be between 3 tefachim. So let's say you have schach posel, you have concrete extension of the building on top of part of the schach, and it's more than 3 tefachim. So the schach kosher begins 4 tefachim away from the tefana, so it's no good. So the Mishnah says, I treat the schach kosher on top of the sukkah that's below the concrete as if that were schach posel. I treat it like schach posel because it's below schach posel. And schach posel up until dalaramas into the sukkah is considered doifen akuma. I treat it as if the doifen goes up and it bends over, and then the schach kosher is touching the schach posel. The whole thing is schach kosher, but the schach kosher that directly below the concrete is treated as if it were schach posel. So up until dalaramas, you say doifen akuma. Then the Gemara says you can say doifen akuma on all 4 sides. Let's say I have a big sukkah. And I have schach posel around the whole outside of schach posel, or I have schach posel on top of it. Mechuber, let's say, you have part of the schach of the sukkah is below a tree. So the tree is mechuber lekarka, so that whole part of the sukkah is no good. So if that part of the sukkah is less than dalaram is into the sukkah, so I treat all of the schach kosher below the tree as if it were schach posel. And schach posel, I say, doifen akum, it's halacha Moshe Mishnah, I say, the doifen goes up, and it bends in, and then it's mamish, the schach kosher is touching the schach posel. It's all one extension. So that's the chiddush din of doifen akuma. Then there's a mishnah that says sukkah meduvleles is good. That's the top line of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, a new mishnah, sukkah meduvleles, a sloppy sukkah. I have schach over here, schach over here, schach suspended all over the place. So the Mishnah tells me a chiddush. If this schach is within 3 tefachim to the other schach, love it, love it, love it, love it. So everything is love it. It's all one schach. It's fine. What if the schach on the top and on the bottom are not within 3 tefachim to each other? So then you have no hemshechias. So the Mishnah says there's still a din. That's a din of chavad rami. That's halach l'moshe mesina. If the schach on the upper layer, the upper schach, has a tefach al tefach or more, then I say, Chobed Rami, Halacha Moshe Mesina, as if you have a right to visualize it, as if it were lower, and as if the whole thing were one Hemshech. But that's only if the upper part taka has a Tefach al Tefach. Then you can say Chobed Rami. So here's a Shaila. Sometimes they have, there's one particular sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, one of the hotels. I remember One year we were in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkos, so I met Rab Simcha Cook at a bar mitzvah there, Hashanah Rabbah. So I asked them, when the Rabbanut gives a hashgacha on the hotels, did he give the hashgacha cover the sukkah also? So he said, oi, let's worry about the food. But the hashgacha covers the food. He's not so sure the hashgacha covers the food. He said, it doesn't cover the sukkah, it doesn't cover. So they have in one of the famous hotels there, they have a big sukkah. They have the hotel is in a circle. So there's a chatzah outside. And the walls are the outside walls of the hotel are the tfanas of the sukkah. Brick walls, fine. But then they have concrete extending all around the whole outside part of the sukkah, extending most of the time less than dalaramas. Here and there it's more than that, most of the time less than dalaramas. So you can say, doifin akuma, fine. But then, that's very high. That's like on the second floor, they have this concrete extending. And then they don't have schach that goes from wall to wall. They have schach in the middle of the sukkah, where everybody's going to sit there. The schach doesn't go all the way. It would cost them much more money to have schach all the way. So they're going to say over here, chavad rami. They have doifin akuma, they have the walls of the building go up, and then they go sideways. Doifin akuma, less than dalaramas. And then you say chavad rami. You say chavad rami from the thing over there till the schach over here. Chavad rami is usually a din if you have schach and schach. You say chavad rami. Here you have a doifin. This is doifin akuma. So you say chavad rami from a doifin to the schach. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. The Pashto says that there is no such halacha
in Moshe
Mitzrayim.
Why would that be like a good aches? Essentially just the wall. So the wall, the wall is going down.
The wall goes down to the ground. They have the walls of the sukkah are the outside walls of the building. The building of the hotel is in a circle.
Right.
And inside there's an empty space. So the walls go up, touch the ground, and then they go like this.
But I thought Chavad Rami was Din Schach. So if you have Dofen Akuma, you're trying to say that the concrete that's extending out is not the Schach, it's the wall.
It's the wall.
So we should say, so by the wall, Gemara says Good Asik. It doesn't say Chavad Rami. So maybe you can say Good Achas to take the wall down right next to the...
Good Achas means I visualize, it is Achas. The wall does go down. Here, it goes down over here.
But then it goes down like that, rather than going down like that, because the concrete's part of the wall.
The din of Good Achas only applies if it's lovered to the ground. Then you say Good Achas. So the bottom of the wall is mamish touching the ground. You don't need Good Achas here. It is touching the ground. Then when it goes like this, you can't say Good Achas from 20 feet up. You don't say Good Achas. You only say Good Achas within 3 tefachim. So in this hotel, year after year, you always make it like that. The rabbi in charge says that it's good. He made up his own chiddush. If it's above 20 amos, I think we would treat it as schach pasul. So you would have to say doifin akuma. So it was doifin akuma, the Gemara says, Zen yishenim tachtav, you can't sit under the concrete. That's a wall, you can't sit under the wall. So that's a question. If you have a doifin over here, and then you have schach over here, can you say chavad rami? Chavad rami in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, it's halacha l'moshe Messina. On the ohel, it's a din by tumas meis also, you say chavad rami. If you have a higher roof, then you have a lower roof, and they're not connected with each other. But one roof goes over here, and goes over the other roof. Then the other roof continues over here. They're not connected, so I treat it as if it's one big roof, and it's maybe a satuma. The tuma goes around and around. The tuma keeps on going. So the Pashto says Chavad Rami is a din in a roof in schach in ohel. It's not a din in tfanas. Okay. We'll stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue. There's more in Hilchos Sukkah. There's a lot of Hilchos Sukkah.